Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. In high school, I had a buddy who always wanted to go to a specific place to eat out. It was a diner that served liver and onions. Not my blue plate special of choice, but the diner had other goodies to make me happy, including pie for dessert. Melissa Pasadena has been enjoying diners around Vermont for a while. She writes for the Savorvores section of the Burlington Free Press and is here to tell us about some of them. Melissa, nice to have you back at the cafe.
Good to be here. I want you to know I love liver and onions.
What is the big deal? What is it we dig about diners?
I was thinking a little about this question because I didn't grow up with diners. I grew up in Europe and on the West Coast where diners don't really exist. And I realized when I researched it that diners actually started in Providence, Rhode Island, which is actually where I first lived when I came to the East Coast, although I don't remember going to a diner there. We did have some great, like, a place called the Silver Truck, which was kind of similar, open late at night. And that's kind of how they started, as these lunch wagons for people who worked odd hours. So the Providence one was started for writers and employees at the Providence Journal newspaper. So it's kind of cool. But I think, obviously, it's just that they're retro, they're cool looking, they serve sort of that old school comfort food that most people, at least once in a while, like to indulge in.
That's true. It doesn't have to be gourmet. It just has to be hearty and delicious.
No, in fact, it shouldn't be gourmet.
All right, let's whip around the state. Start us off in the Northeast Kingdom. Where do you like to go there?
So I discovered this place, you know, I think through friends who live up there, Martha's in Coventry. And it's old school in, you know, the best way. It's run by a woman named Kathy Holbrook, who bought it from her parents, actually. And she works with her daughter, who was the server when we were most recently there. And it's just charming, you know. It's got pink and green interior, that long counter with the booths and that sort of stainless steel with the fan pattern on the back. And Kathy's there cooking on the flat top grill. And, you know, peppery sausage gravy goes over homemade biscuits. They have huge pancakes. I think most diners, like, you have to have a pancake that's the size of the plate. But they have really good ones with blueberries in them and, you know, country fried steak. And they actually have a poutine because they're only 14 miles from Quebec, you know. So it's classic. They also have really good pies made by a local woman for them, lemon meringue. And they have a good peanut butter kind of mousse. One with a graham cracker crust.
How about taking us to the other end of the state?
Okay, so there are two that I know sort of down in the bottom, and anyone who's ever been to Bennington, you couldn't, you know, go there without knowing about the Blue Bend Diner, and it is also awesome. I took a friend when I was doing research for Boston Globe on diners a couple years ago, a friend who went to Bennington. He was like, yes, I'll go. I really want to go back there. And he's vegetarian, and one of the interesting things, the diners aren't always so vegetarian friendly, but being by Bennington, the Blue Bend has really good, like, falafel and a really good nut burger. And there is where I had the liver and onions.
And it's also the home of the only place I know that does a turkey stuffing omelet.
Oh, yeah. They have,
that's right.
They're, it's so cool. They have all the specials, like, pasted all over the wall. Yeah, they do a turkey hash that's really good. And their coconut custard pie was to die for.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. With me today is Melissa Pasadena of the Burlington Free Press. We're discussing Vermont diners. Melissa's taking us on a tour around the state. Any others in the southern tier of the state?
Yeah, I also love the Chelsea Royal Diner. They actually are kind of unique in that they are committed members to Vermont Fresh Network. They do a lot of local ingredients. They raise their own pork. They have their own little vegetable farm. And they make their own ice cream from local milk and cream. They have their own laying chickens that are like running around in the parking lot. That's kind of different. And it's the classic old school diner. Too. It's also got an added dining room, so it's a little bigger. Make their own toast. Sunflower wheat toast was so good, and also really good pies, chocolate cream, fresh raspberry. Right now, they have strawberry rhubarb in the early part of the summer, both pie and ice cream, and just a really neat place with sort of a different spin.
And then how about what's going on in Burlington?
Oh, Burlington. So I don't want to ignore Burlington because there are a couple of good places. I have to say I'm a real fan of the Skillets at Henry's Diner right off Church Street. I had the Vermonter kind of recently with the home fries, corned beef hash, cheddar, two eggs. They do like a little mini, you know, cast iron skillet, and those are really good. And then I rediscovered the Parkway, which has been through various ownership and people running it, but it has a couple years ago a new guy who's running it and cooking, and if you catch his special, the cheddar biscuits with his sausage gravy, really, really good. He also makes his own corned beef hash, which I think is great.
And is that on Shelburne Road? Is that
yeah,
where that is?
Yeah, no, not Shelburne Road, Williston Road, right by the airport.
Oh yeah, got it. All right, well, lock in on that.
And how about you, Rick?
All right, so I've got a couple, and I like these because they kind of specialize in two of my favorite things. In Castleton, there's the Bird's Eye, which is all about burgers.
Yep.
And so they have this great selection of burgers. It's really neat. I like to go there on a Saturday before you head over to the Castleton Rodeo, which is down the street.
Wait, I have to go with you.
Yeah, you do. And then across the lake in Plattsburgh, you get off the ferry and go to Gus's Red Hots, and it's a diner for hot dogs and Michigans.
Well, I didn't know that was a diner.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, cool.
Great place. Melissa Passanen writes for the Savervore section of the Burlington Free Press. Melissa, thanks for joining us again at the BPR Cafe.
Always so fun to be here, Rick.